We are glad you have joined us for Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, located in Clearwater, Florida. And it's a great day this Sunday. We are always live on the air with you every Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock Tampa time. And so we welcome you. There's plenty of time to get a hold of a friend or relative and remind them that the show is beginning. It's going to be a great show. We are in the book of 1 John. We have been studying this for a couple weeks now. And so we welcome you to find your Bible, unless you're driving down the road. If you're driving down the road, you'll just have to listen. So we are glad to be able to be in the Word of God every Sunday afternoon. The slogan for our ministry is this, and has been for 12 years, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. It's all about the Word of God. That is the ministry that we are in, ministering God's Word into your lives and the lives of those in our local congregation and the other people that are a part of this ministry from different parts of the United States and other parts of the globe. So we welcome you today and glad you are joining us. And we're going to have some great music on the show, so it's always fun to listen to the great contemporary music that by so many great groups like Casting Crowns, Chris Tomlin, just to name a couple that we have today. We're going to enjoy the Word and the music. So if you have your Bible and you can look at it, you can grab it and get to 1 John. If you have a prayer need, we welcome you to send that need our way. We have a great group of people that comprise our Beacon of Hope prayer team. A lot of them are not here locally. They're from other parts of the United States or different places. And they band together when a prayer request comes in and pray over those needs. And it is so wonderful to have so many tremendous praise reports in the last several years that we've been doing this email prayer line. So we welcome you to use that prayer line for anybody you know. Prayer works, and God answers prayer. God hears our cry, no matter what it is we're going through. And does life bring some difficult times? Yes, absolutely. Are there times that you feel all alone? Probably. Are there times that you feel that nobody cares what you're really going through? Sure. We've all had those times where we feel that way. But God is right there. And sometimes we need to be reminded of that, that He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He never walks away from us and says, hey, I'm done with you. People do that, but God doesn't do that. He loves us so very much. And this book of 1 John that we are studying really makes that point over and over again about God's great love for us. And it's a true love. It is something that is beyond our comprehension, how our Father God can love us this much. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. We're in the second chapter of 1 John. There's so much in there that I think you'll find very, very enlightening. And hopefully it will solve some things that you've asked in your life. And, you know, maybe just give you renewed strength and hope today. Because that is what the Word of God does. It brings strength and it brings hope to us. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Today I'm in the studio alone with our engineer, which is unusual. Yeah, Cedric's in there. He's great. We love him. Usually we have one or two of our radio team in here with me, but today Betty will be calling in from Indiana, and she and her daughter Megan are a part of our radio team from a distance, and that's all right. We love that. And she's a wonderful, both of them are a wonderful asset to our Beacon of Hope radio team and radio family. It is amazing to me that we're in our seventh year on the air. I know I mention that a lot. It's a testimony to God that He has always paid our radio bills. He has always sustained the ministry. And even though we've been through some tough times in the ministry, and most ministries have, God has always provided. God has always paid the bills. So He gets the glory and the praise for that. And it's all about teaching the Word of God and bringing encouragement into your life. That is our goal. Let me go back to the prayer ministry again real quick and mention the new email address for your prayer requests. It is prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at B-O-H-M. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. B-O-H-M Global. com. Prayers at BOHMglobal.com. A few months ago, we revamped our website that we had for so many years, got a total tune-up on it back in February, and our webmaster Maxine and I worked diligently on this project for quite some time to really change it, make it more user-friendly, add more information, and do all that. So we welcome you to go visit our website, which is www.beaconofhopeministries.com. www.beaconofhopeministries.com. Go there and visit and see all about the ministry and what God has called us to do in these last days. And that is to spread the Word of God. And that's what we're all about. So grab your Bible, be ready after this first song, and if you have a prayer request, feel free to send that in, prayers at BOHMglobal.com. A lot of people know folks or friends or relatives that are going through hard times, maybe financial issues, maybe health issues, and they need prayer, and that's what the prayer line is all about. When you send a request in, Carol or Pastor Jim will pick up that request and write a prayer pertaining to your need, and we will send it out to this big prayer team. If you want to be on the prayer team, we welcome anyone to join the prayer team, and you simply will need to write us an email at that same email address, prayers at BOHMglobal.com, and say, put me on the prayer team. And you'll be on it, and you'll get all these requests that come in. So let's get going for a great show today. And last Sunday of June of 2013, and we're going to start with a song, one of my favorites, and it's from the group Casting Crowns. We use their music a lot. If you are not familiar with them, just go into a Christian bookstore and buy some of their albums. I tell you what, great group. This is the lead song from their new album. It's not brand new, but it's been around a few years, couple years. The Well by Casting Crowns. Here we go.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need. But you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside, it just ain't gonna listen. When nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry, just come to the well.
But all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Just come as you are, when your last prayer is spoken. Just rest in my arms a while, you'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more, and all who search will find what their souls long for. We'll try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Yeah. Leave it all behind. The world will try. That you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me, 'cause you come to the well. Yeah. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind.
Your pursuit of perfection.
Leave it all behind.
Your fear of rejection.
Leave it all behind.
That is trying to drag you down and discourage you. Leave it behind and come to the well for a fresh drink of living water. We're going to start with Isaiah 55, and then we're going to get Betty and Megan in here in just a minute. I love these verses. As that song was playing, I just felt very moved to the Holy Spirit to go back to Isaiah 55. Come, this is verse 1. All you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come, wait a minute, going down then to verse 3, give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. And then down in verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near. And God is saying, come to him and let him fill us up, every one of us, with fresh living water today. We all need it. We all need to be filled up with the very presence of God. Betty and Megan, are you both on the line this afternoon?
I'm here.
Are you both?
I'm here, Pastor.
You're both there. All right. Okay. It's good to talk to y'all. You've been out of town, and we're glad you're back home, and you can share today on this radio show. I tell you, so many people need a fresh drink of water, women, friends,
amen,
girls, whatever you are. I mean, don't you think? I mean, we can get so depleted with the trials of life and the things going on in our lives that seem overwhelming and seem like there's no answer to. We can get so depleted, and God says, come to the well, seek him, you know, and he will be found. Oh, don't you love that song? Oh, I love that song.
I tell you, it really ministers to me. In fact, this week, I'm diving in to the well.
Amen.
It just is so refreshing to get to the point where you're so tired.
Right.
And that can be physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Sure.
And when you drink of that water, it's just like it rehydrates you. It gives you a new perspective, a new outlook that nothing else can fulfill.
Absolutely. And I think so many people don't even understand that they can get this, even if they need it moment by moment, refreshing from the power of the Holy Spirit. And so often I think we get so drugged down, Megan, I'll go to you on this, so drugged down by our life circumstances that we almost forget that there is a living well of fresh water available to us 24/7, 365. We are the ones who have to go drink from it, though.
That's right. You got to take the step forward in faith,
right,
and actually go to the well and be receiving of the water.
Right.
And the thing about this, is just talking about this, you think about people drinking like Gatorade to replenish electrolytes in their body if they've been sick or they've been exercising or whatever. You're regenerating your body with those fluids. Well,
right,
you can regenerate your body and your spirit when you go to the well and drink the water.
Oh, amen. And it's so often that we need this replenishment, you know, of our electrolytes, our spiritual electrolytes, you know, our strength, our hope, our joy, our peace. And so often we allow circumstances, people, difficult people in our lives, lack, health issues, whatever it might be, to just drag us down and deplete our resources. Betty, talk to me about this, because I know you and I have been around the barn a few times here. We're a tad bit older than Megan, your daughter, right? We're just a little bit older?
Just a little bit. Not much.
Not much, right?
Not much at all.
But haven't we so many times in our lives, Betty, come to a point where we just feel drained? We feel totally spent, if you want to use that word.
Yeah, most definitely. I think I call it a drought.
Right.
Because you become so lethargic.
Uh-huh, right.
You set back and you let Satan have his way with you. And there comes a point in time where when the rain or the water rushes over us.
Yes.
It's the power of the Holy Spirit that renews us. And I mean, it's like, I don't know, it's like, I remember, you remember the drink fizzies?
Fizzies?
You would put in water,
yes,
and it
yes.
would bubble, and it had a effervescent type of reaction when it hit the water. Well,
right.
That's what happens. I liked fizzies, by the way. They were little tablets that you would drop in water.
I remember. That dates us, though, Betty. That really dates you and me.
Yeah, I guess I am older.
I don't think there's any fizzies running around these days.
Yeah.
At least I haven't seen any. Yeah,
but it's that effervescence that the Holy Spirit brings that revitalizes
Amen.
Us.
Amen. Amen.
It's almost like we have a tree out in our yard that is not doing well. And the best thing for that tree is water.
Right.
Because it's alive on the inside, but
right.
it's dying on the outside.
Oh, right.
And when you give it that extra water, you give it the water from, and it is from a well, it it's bringing it back to life. You can actually see the leaves coming back, and that's what happens in our own lives.
Yes.
Is that we begin to grow, and we begin to blossom, and we can bloom wherever we're planted as long as we have that water from the living well. And the living well is Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and His Word of God.
Amen. All right. We're in 1 John, and I want to recap a little bit and then pull you two in here to this discussion, because the verse that is just stands out to me in 1 John chapter 1 is one that we really taught a lot the last 2 weeks, and it is verse 9, that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I propose that when we are in this kind of a state that we're talking about, where we need a fresh touch from God, we need that living water to just so fill us up, that it really a lot of times starts with a time of repentance where, you know, yes, there is that point of salvation where we have initially asked Jesus to come into our heart and we have accepted Him as our Lord and Savior. There is the initial salvation experience when we can look back and say we were saved on that day. But there is that next area where we are being saved. It's a progressive thing. It is, we are being cleansed from the things that are dragging us down, the worry, the anxiety, the fear. We're in the process of being saved. And then the third category is we will be saved on that final day, whether or not we leave this earth before Jesus returns. Then when we are released into His arms for all eternity through death, or if He comes back before we physically die, we will be saved at that point for all eternity. So there are those three stages: that we were saved, we're being saved, and we will be saved. So right now, today, we want to talk about we are being saved, because it's not just the initial time of we confess our sins and He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and we are cleansed from all unrighteousness. That is that initial salvation experience, but it is also an ongoing process of being washed by the Word of God and learning to confess our sin before Him on an ongoing basis. Now, talk to me about all of that, Megan, and then we'll get your mama's reaction to that living water cleansing we're talking about.
Well, you know, sorry about saying, when people are saying, you know,
Megan, we're having trouble with your connection.
Let me call back.
Yeah, your connection's not working. All right,
Betty. All right, I'll call back in. Bye.
All right, Betty. Betty, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead while she calls in and we get that straightened out. Go ahead.
Well, I think, Pastor, we have to work on that on a daily basis.
We do. I agree.
We can't go months and months and months and months without His Word.
Yes.
Growing in us.
Right.
And through us. The ways of this world have a way of disconnecting us with the Word of God.
Right. Amen.
We just can't, you know, we just can't muster 3 minutes to even think about reading the Word of God because, you know, we've got to get dinner or we've got to be at a soccer game or, you know, I've got to go feed the horses. But, you know, we have got to just to give Him 5 minutes
right.
is better than nothing at all.
Absolutely.
And what happens in that 5 minutes transcends all of my understanding
right.
is that I can come into the throne of God in total disarray.
Yeah,
and in 5 minutes,
yes.
I am reborn.
Woo!
I mean, I am just renewed on the inside, and it gives me that extra B12 shot that I need
yes.
to get me through the rest of the day. And I just wish that, you know, everyone would understand that God is with us. He's always with us. He's never forsaken us. And
right.
to hold on to His promises.
Amen. And you're right. I mean, just that time spent with him, and that's the theme of this show, is getting to know him. And in chapter 2 of 1 John today, Megan, are you back? And do you kind of know what we were just talking about?
No, I didn't hear you, and I apologize, and I'm back.
Ooh, that's much better connection now. Wow, that's great. We were just talking about that daily needing that cleansing, that being saved part, where we are in tune with the Holy Spirit on such a deep level, or for people that are new at this, maybe it's kind of a shallow level at first, but it's that awareness that we develop where we realize we need to come to the well. We need to let go of the thing that's making us the angriest right now, or the saddest right now, or the most depressed right now, or the most fearful right now. We've got to learn to let go of that and come to the well and let the power of the Holy Spirit so fill us that we actually start to have a different perspective on our situation. You know what I'm saying?
I totally understand what you're saying. And what I take that as is that the closer you get after you're saved with the Lord is Holy Spirit conviction.
Right.
And that's when, you know, you have one of those sinful thoughts, or you're getting ready to speak something out of your mouth that's hurtful to someone else, that you become to the point, like you said, you think differently, and you stop in your tracks, and you're redirected.
Right.
Because we're supposed to live as closely as we can to the way that Jesus did, but we are not Jesus, we are human. So we're never perfect, and we are going to make mistakes. I do on a daily basis. But that's why, as children of God, we're able to repent and regenerate ourselves and get back in line with where we're supposed to be.
Exactly. And it starts with recognition of our need for a Savior, not just our need back on the day we got saved, but our need for us, and not just a need for one day when we go to heaven, but the need for a Savior on a daily, ongoing basis, getting to know our Savior and walking in salvation, not just looking back, I was saved back there, fire insurance, that's all I need, I just got to make sure I don't go to hell. But it's that in-between time where from salvation to from between our initial salvation and going to heaven is that whole period of our lives that we live where we are being saved, right? Betty, talk to me about this. Oh.
Well, exactly. And one of the things that I remember coming from a pastor in Newcastle is
was that
the
me?
Rivers of living water.
Amen, right.
Will flow from within them.
Yes.
And
yes.
If you listen to rivers, it's plural.
Right.
And that it's not just once that we talk to him.
Right.
It's more than once.
Right.
And once you receive that living water, it flows. I mean, it's never ending. I mean, the water is so it's there, and it's never, ever going to go away. It's
Amen.
Never, ever going to dry up. So if we have that kind of communication with our Heavenly Father,
right.
If it is never ending and is that deep, then why don't we just jump in and enjoy the swim? Because it's just, it's amazing to me what the Word of God can tell you about the situation that you're going through.
Oh, absolutely. And while you're saying that, that reminded me, and I wanted to get to this passage sometime today, so let's just go there, because you're talking about this living water. We need to go to John chapter 7, back to the Gospel John, because these are the words of Jesus. And it starts with verse 37 of John 7.
Amen.
And it says, on the last and greatest day of the feast, this was the annual feast that they went to, Jesus stood, and we believe he probably stood up in the porch of the synagogue someplace very prominent. And I don't think Jesus said these words real quietly, so only a handful of people heard him. I mean, people tease me, Betty, all the time, and Megan and you guys are part of those who tease me, about the fact that I don't really need a microphone, that I can amplify that and get that voice out, right? And I believe right. Jesus did that. There were no PA systems back then. And Jesus stands up on the last day of the feast, and he says in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him." And in verse 39, by this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not yet been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. But he was glorified, and the Holy Spirit did fall on the day of Pentecost, and we can be filled up with that living water. Talk to me, Megan. Is this so cool or what?
Oh, you know what? It's awesome, because you know why we get loud? Because
why do we get loud, okay? Megan, why do we get loud? I'm screaming at you right now.
Because we are joyful about Savior.
Woo!
And
wait a minute.
Because I get...
Yes.
Are you there?
No, I'm ringing my bell right here because that's a very important point.
Ring it, Pastor. Ring it.
There you go. All right.
Because when that's what, as a Christian, that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed
yes.
to be joyous and excited, and we get pumped up. I mean, that's what I call it. We get pumped up.
Amen.
We get to talk about Jesus, and when we get to talk about how we've been saved and how we're going to have eternal life when
right.
we leave this earth.
And doesn't it just do that to you, Megan? I mean, coming on the show all the time, I look forward to this. This is a highlight of my week. I love being on the air and talking about Jesus and showing people that there is a better way of living, that God can fill you to so overflowing that you want to share it with others, and that you can take your situation, whatever it is, and it can turn around due to that mighty flow of God's Spirit within you. Talk to us, Betty. Talk to us.
Well, you know, I think all three of us could get pretty loud.
Like, yeah.
To praising God.
Really?
Because we had a good teacher who taught us to be joyful.
Amen.
And to release that joy
yes.
that wells up inside of you.
Yes.
That, I mean, you just want to dance. You just want to shout
Woo!
with a voice of triumph. Because
right.
that's what the Bible tells us to do, is to be joyful.
Yes.
Be joyful in the Lord. And when it overflows that much, when you're brimming with excitement, what else do you do? I mean,
Woo!
if you're on a Ferris wheel and you go around and around and around, it just, there's that something that wells up inside of you. Well, that's what happens when you're so high on the Lord.
Amen.
And you're so enthralled and so filled with His Holy Spirit that you just can't help but be joyful and say, hallelujah.
Amen. And when God is answering prayers like He is in these days, when people are being healed, people are being set free from past things that have just drug them down, when God is moving so mightily in our lives, how can we not praise Him? Megan, talk to me about this. How can we not be full of God's joy? Because God is present with us, and He's listening to our prayers. He is answering them. He's moving in our lives.
Well, you know, I don't know how it could be not possible to be joyful and joyous about Jesus and all of the promises that we have. But sometimes, you know, we get in a situation where we feel like we've lost control.
Right.
But that's when we do need to relinquish control.
Amen.
And we need to be joyful in bad situations, even though that probably might sound crazy to people. But we do, because that's one of the commandments in the Bible. Not one of the Ten Commandments, but one of the many commandments that Jesus talks about in the Bible that He wants His children to live by. And one of those is to be a joyful Christian.
Amen.
No matter what we're going through.
Amen, girl. You preach it. Absolutely. It's not okay to let our circumstances keep us down. They may drive us down for a moment. They may, the devil may use circumstances to give you all kinds of awful scenarios that could happen in your life. But when you recognize that the devil is fighting to keep your joy from you, The joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Talk to us, Betty, about this, because this is the breakthrough that so many people need today. This is it right here.
Well, and there's a song that I sing on a regular basis that says that we may lose some battles.
Right.
But we will win this war.
Oh, amen.
And Woo! Our war is not against flesh and blood,
yes,
but against the principalities and powers in dark places. And one of the things that I see on a regular basis, and I can say in my own life, that, you know, we have struggles.
Oh, yeah.
And we have certain situations that come up in our life, whether it be with our health, with our financial situations, with domestic issues with a wife or a husband or a partner, and they do come. But you
right.
know what? If it doesn't kill us, it makes us stronger.
Woo,
because
amen.
We are children of God, and God's promises is that He will never leave us nor forsake
oh,
us.
Yes.
And our pain may be in the night, but our joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
And it's amazing to me that sometimes I let myself get down into a bog.
Right.
And
you're human,
kind of foggy,
and
it's kind of foggy,
yep,
it's kind
we
of
hear you.
Mushy, it's kind of yucky, but it's like when I come to my senses and I realize who's put me there.
Right. Amen. And who would that be, Betty?
Oh, that would be, I think they call him the devil.
The devil,
We call him the devil.
The devil, Satan,
liar. Devil because
liar.
Of Andrew. And
right.
the enemy is, I come up, it's almost like seeing, you just come out of it. And you come out and it's almost like you feel like you are the strongest person in the world because I read 5 chapters in the Bible, and now I'm ready to fight you. I'm ready to battle. I'm ready to
right.
go to war. And it's just like when the prayer requests come in, you know, through the prayer chain, is that though that is the golden opportunity
right.
to show the enemy just how strong we
Woo,
are.
Amen.
And how strong that word is in us.
Absolutely.
And we are just, I praise God every day for the prayer team and for the prayers that go up, because that's what makes the devil angry.
Amen. And you know, when you said bog, it reminded me of fog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been driving along? Because sometimes we can get some pretty foggy mornings down here in Florida at certain times of the year. Not right now, but other times of the year. And you can't hardly see a thing in front of you. You know, you're just like, whoa, you know, it's just like soup, you know, right in front of you. You just can't see it, you know, bean soup or something. I don't know. And you're driving along and all of a sudden it lifts and there you are. You're sitting and you're going, wow, that was really bad. And look at this now. And you suddenly have that clear perspective of the road in front of you. The devil wants to keep us in that kind of a fog, Betty, Megan. I mean, he wants us to be almost blind to the road ahead. He wants us to not see that Jesus is right there leading us through that storm or that fog. The devil, I mean, he just plays tricks all the time. Megan, talk to us about this, and we'll get back to your mom in a minute.
Well, you know, that's Satan's job. I mean, that's all he does all day long. And, you know, accuser of the brethren. He's constantly picking at you.
Amen.
Trying to make you think that you're doing something wrong or trying to get you to do something wrong.
Right.
But as a child of God, we need to remember that Jesus sits on at the right hand of our Father of God, and he is an advocate for us.
Amen.
Which means he steps in for us in those times when Satan is trying to accuse us of something or trying to get us to do something. And that's need to realize that's why we have Jesus, that's why we have the Holy Spirit, and that's why we have God. Because if we sin, we are to be forgiven, because that's
Amen.
Why Jesus died on the cross for us.
Amen. Amen. And the enemy is always trying to trip us up, and we're going to talk about this after this next song. But in 1 John chapter 2, starting about 15, He does things through the lust of our eyes, the lust of our flesh. Actually, it's flesh first in the King James, and then our lust of our eyes and the pride of life. And we're going to read what those are in the Message Bible in just a moment. And because these are tricks that the enemy uses to keep you out of the anointing of God, to keep you away from God's presence, to get you so caught up in the stuff around you that you can't see or hear God in your situation. So we're going to go to this song, and then girls, when we come back here, we are going to be on those three things: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. In 1 John 2, starting with verse 15, I believe it is. This song is great by Chris Tomlin. It's just going to wake you up. Because awake my soul. Go ahead. That's right. Praise God. Awake my soul. All right. 1 John chapter 2 about verse 15. I'm reading from the Message Bible. Don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. love of the world squeezes out love for the Father. I'm going to say that again, Betty and Megan. Let's talk about that sentence in a minute. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father. Practically everything that goes on in the world, wanting your own way, that's the Message Bible's translation of lust of the flesh. Wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself. Again, that's the lust of the eyes. And wanting to appear important is the pride of life there. Has nothing to do with the Father. It just isolates you from Him. The world and all its wanting, wanting, wanting is on the way out. But whoever does what God wants is set for eternity. Whoever does what God wants is set for eternity. And back to that other verse, or that other sentence up there at the beginning. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father. Megan, talk to me.
Well, if you're sinful in the world and you want to live like a sinful person of the world, but yet you want to be a Christian,
right?
Then you're going to be in what you talked about. You're going to be in a fog.
Right. That's right.
And you're going to be uncertain of your surroundings.
Right.
Because you're not going to be sure of where Jesus is in your life.
Right.
You can't see Him because you're living of the world. You're prideful. You're you know, just not supportive of your family at church could be another one. I mean, numerous things can be. You could be an alcoholic. You could be into drugs. Anything. It's going to fog your view of the throne of God because
right.
you're not living the way you're supposed to as a Christian and repenting of your sins. And number one, not and trying not to sin. Period.
Right. And we can get so caught up into all of that stuff, what you're talking about, wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important, all this kind of stuff, that your priorities just get so into self, into it's all about me, it's all about me getting all my needs met, when I want them met, on and on and on. Talk to me, Betty.
Oh, I would love to.
I'm right here. Talk to me, my
point
friend.
In our life that we have to give up control.
That's it, right?
And the other word, I read this. I've read this scripture. I've listened to it over and over and over again.
Right.
And the first word that comes to my mind to be able to divert from those three things is obedience.
Obedience, absolutely.
And
yes,
it boils down to that when you give up control of the lust, the things that control you, you think that you're losing a part of you.
Right.
But in all rationality, you're actually giving those things of the world back to whence they came.
Right.
So that the Lord can work in you so that you can be totally sold out and obedient to the Lord.
Amen.
It's a tough road. It's hard because I am that way in some instances and have been with this moving thing that we're doing.
Right.
Is that I think that I can control the situation.
Right.
But when I get right down to it and I get to the bottom of the situation, it's like, God, I'm really going to mess this up. I need you to take control. And again, it took me being obedient to say, okay, God, I'm sorry. It's forgiveness.
Ask
for forgiveness for trying to be the sole person who thinks I can give myself what I need, and I can't.
Right.
The only one that can give me what I need is the Lord Jesus Christ.
And He knows us so much better. And so often, you're right, we try to control our lives because, number one, we don't like change, or we think that we've got it figured out what's going to work. And I really believe that the way the Message Bible translates these things is so right on. It speaks to my heart. Wanting your own way, wanting everything for yourself, wanting to appear important has nothing to do with the Father. It's just isolates you from Him because it's all about me, 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 me. and I've got to have my way. And it's all about surrender and obedience. And you just said that. Megan, talk to us about this. So important. This is so critical to growing up in God.
Well, you know, you can be a grown-up, but you may need to grow up in your
right.
faith.
Absolutely.
And I know that's kind of bold, but that just kind of out, and I couldn't stop it. So, you know, if you're the type of person that's so caught up in the materialistic things of life,
right?
You know, maybe take it one thing at a time and relinquish the control to your Heavenly Father.
Right.
And just like getting on a roller coaster at Kings Island or Cedar Point, just enjoy the ride.
Right.
Just totally put your hands in the air and let go. And I know that probably seems impossible,
yeah.
but it's not, because, you know, people are so, they go through life trying to figure themselves out. I don't know who I am. Well, the Lord knows who you are because He created you in His image.
Ooh, amen.
And when He created you in His image, He wants you to live a peaceful, joyful
Amen.
Life. And yes, we are going to have problems and we're going to run into walls, but that's why we have Him, our advocate, to go
Amen.
Down and to pray with us and to change and turn our lives around when we let Him.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, this whole process of being saved, that category that we're in, you know, for most of our lives, at least from the time we get saved and until we go to heaven, we are in that being saved process. It's becoming so important that we allow the Holy Spirit to shine His light on those areas in our lives that where we need to relinquish control to Him, where we need to say, okay, God, I cannot make this thing happen. I can't solve this. Betty, talk to us about that. It's a hard place to be, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. Been there, done that.
Right.
One of the things, in fact, it just kind of knocked me upside the head, is the lust of the eyes are delighted with riches and rich possessions.
Sure, right.
And this is the lust of covetousness.
Right.
And now I look back and I think, everything I did down in Mississippi, was it for His glory or mine? And I looked at, we were looking at homes, and we saw so many that were just not quite right. But then you find the right one.
Right.
And then it's like your heart is just overfilled with joy, and that's when you give all of that conceitedness, all of that me, and I don't want to be me. I want Him to be in me.
Right.
And tell me, Betty, this is what you need. This is what I want to give you, because I want to give it to you abundantly.
Right, exactly.
And if I went after it, I may just get measly little pieces. But His Word tells us that we will get it abundantly.
Amen.
And that's what I want, Pastor.
Yes.
That's what I want my family and friends to be aware of, is that if you go out and you do things on your own and you want this and you want that and you want people to notice you, you want to get up on stage and make music and let people notice you, what is the reason you're doing that? Are you doing it for your own glory, or are you doing it for His glory?
Amen.
And that's where the tables turn, is
mm-hmm.
because we want to do it for His glory.
Amen. Well,
sorry about that.
No, that's right on. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye the Lord. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Lean not." No, I'm mixing it up. Seek the Lord. And His righteousness and all these other things will be added unto you. I will find it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Because there Jesus is talking and saying, you know, don't get caught up in the stuff going on around you and the worldly things and all of that. But instead, in the Message Bible, it says, steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come your way when the time comes. Oh, my. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's in the King James. And all these other things will be added unto you. Megan, talk to us about that. It is really a decision to get on board with God's way of doing things, isn't it?
It totally is. And it's totally your decision. And he gives you that right to make a choice.
Amen.
And, you know, I'm just being led to say this, is if the Lord came back today, would you be satisfied with your life, with
Good
what
point.
You've done and how you've treated people?
Right.
And, you know, that's not a decision we get to make. So that's why it's important, and that's why you're trying to get across the airwaves, is the time is now. Not tomorrow, not a week from now. The time is now.
Right.
You, yes, if even if you are saved, you have got to start the process of rejuvenation at the well, getting in the Word, getting into a church, getting yourself revived, and becoming and living the life as a child of God, not a child of the world.
Amen, girl.
Amen.
Woo! A couple nights ago, my younger sister had a stroke, and we were talking this afternoon. She got out of the hospital last night, and she's going to be fine. Her speech came back. It was kind of gone for a few minutes, but it came back. And, you know, she kind of said something to me a few minutes ago. It's almost like a wake-up call, you know, when you have something that serious happen to you. And you realize at any moment, we might not be here. At any moment, God could call us home, or something could happen to change life the way we know it. And our priorities, our love for God has got to, it's got to grow. Our priorities have to change and come in line with God and what is best, what God's best is for us. Betty, talk to me about that.
Well, and you hit the nail right on the head, is that sometimes it takes circumstances beyond our control to get our attention.
Right.
One of the first things that hit me when you said that about your sister was an eye-opener, is laying in a cardiac unit, not knowing if you're going to be able to take your next breath.
Right. That happened to you, didn't it, a few years back?
Yes, it did.
Yes.
Four times,
right.
And you want to talk about stubbornness, is it got my attention. And I treat people the way that I want to be treated. And it doesn't mean that I'm perfect, by no means. But Megan had asked me, I think it was yesterday, that same question. If the Lord was to come back, when would you want him to come back?
Right.
Today or tomorrow? Guess what my answer was? Tomorrow.
Right.
Because I hadn't done what he had asked me to do over the years. And that's when it got my attention again. I mean, he's so gentle and so loving in getting our attention, is to divert our eyes, that the enemy tries to divert our eyes.
Yes.
Off of what God wants us to do.
Absolutely.
Whether it's being a leader of praise and worship, or whether it's get into the children's ministry, get into the be a sidewalk prophet, minister to the people who are homeless, those type of things where you've put it off and put it off and put it off. We can't put it off any longer, Pastor.
No, we've got to get up every day and say, God, what do you want me to be doing today? And if you want to open new doors of opportunity for me, then do it, and I'm going to be faithful to walk through those. Wow, we're in a good discussion with Betty and Megan. Can you both stay on for longer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Definitely.
All right. You mentioned our prayer ministry. I mentioned it at the top of the show. We want you to use that. We have dedicated people that man the prayer line. Remember, Betty, up in Indiana, we had a crisis prayer line when I pastored the church that you came to in Newcastle, Indiana. And we had a line dedicated. It was a phone line then. That was before email, guys. Can you believe that? Yeah. And I still remember our phone number. It was 529-FREE, F-R-E-E. And we had it was a crisis prayer line, and people that wanted to kill themselves, people that were depressed, all kinds of things through the years were ministered to on that line. We don't have a phone line now, although we do have a church phone line if you want to call that and leave a message. It is not manned all the time because that is actually me who has that phone, and I work real estate too, so I can't answer it all the time. But it's 813-417-3377. But the easiest way to reach us is by our prayer line, which is email prayers@bohmglobal.com. And Betty, it's so, and Megan, it's so good to me to know. It's just wonderful to know that we reach out with a quick little email, this is happening, or that is happening, or this just happened to someone, and somebody's going to pick that up and pray about it. Isn't it fantastic? What a joy.
Oh, yes. And the cool thing about this prayer ministry is that no matter what the need is that someone gives you the opportunity below that, that gives you a prayer.
Yes.
If you say, oh, I don't know how to pray for that, there is a prayer attached to that request or that they will put on there, and you
right.
can actually read that, and that's the prayer.
Yes.
And, you know, where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them.
Woo.
And we're stretching across the, you know, the continental United States, and I'm sure probably some, even in Europe, that people are on their knees praying for those people that send in the request.
Amen. So use it. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Let's get station ID, and we'll be right back.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. You are listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And it's a joy to have you with us today. Betty and Megan, part of our radio team on a regular basis, are on the line with me. And what a joy, guys, isn't it, to be able to share the Word of God on the airwaves? You guys, I saw a post you did, Betty, about putting it on Facebook a little while ago to join us today for the show. We welcome any listeners that are joining us, or you can listen at a later time on our website. Megan, talk about that, because that is so cool, don't you think?
It is cool, because I kind of, even cleaning the house, I'll turn one on from who knows how long ago.
Right.
And I tell you, like I've said before, there's always something in a broadcast that ministers to me.
Amen.
It's just amazing, and, you know, take time out of your day and go pull up the website and check them out. I mean, even if you just listen to them for 5 or 10 minutes, there's going to be something that's going to minister to you.
Absolutely. We've got tons of our radio shows because we're in our 7th year. There's so many of them that are on our website, BeaconofHopeMinistries.com. Go there and listen to this song, Strangely Dim by Francesca. And how do you say her last name, girls? Battistelli?
Bertinelli? I'm not sure.
I think it's Battistelli. Think it is. Battistelli.
Better than me.
All right. Strangely Dim. Here it is.
I've got all these plans piled up sky high, 1,000 dreams on hold, and I don't know why. A front row seat to the longest wait, and I just can't see past the things I pray today. Sometimes where I stand on this narrow road is in a raging storm or a valley low. But oh, when I fix my eyes on all that you are, then every doubt I feel deep in my heart grows strong.
Great song. I love those words. I'm going to fix my eyes on all you are till everything else goes strangely dim. Wow. We are in 1 John chapter 2, and that is what we have to do. We have been talking about those things that trip us up in our lives, those things about control and wanting what we want when we want it. We have been talking about the things that the devil uses to just keep us distracted and keep us in a place where we're not focusing our attention on God and getting stronger in Him. And we've got to improve this. Talk to me, Megan, about just this need to concentrate on the presence of God in our lives.
Well, when you don't concentrate on the presence of God, then where is your attention at?
Right. Exactly.
And do you have 10 million things running through your mind about your job, your family? Why don't you give those to the Lord and get down on your hands and knees and pray?
Right.
And declare a change in life.
Right.
And when you get up from your prayer, you're still in prayer mode. You're
right.
Still seeking and believing,
yes,
of a change that's going to take place in your life, and
amen,
that your priorities are going to shift, and that you're going to make the Lord your Savior the number one in your life, and you're going to let Him lead you where you're supposed to go and not wander aimlessly through the forest. And maybe one day you might run smack dab into a tree because you're not letting the Lord lead you. And that's what we need to do. We just need to relinquish our pride and our prejudice, and we need to just sit back and relax. And I know that's difficult, and I know that to be a fact because I've had to do that myself.
Right.
So it is possible to just sit down and chill.
Right.
And just let Him lead you, because you got to ask Him to do it. You got to know that you're willing to let Him lead your life, because if you're not truly, then He's not going to step in front of you because you're not letting Him, because you're still trying to control your situation.
That's exactly right. And that goes back to those three things up here in 1 John chapter 2, about 15, 16, where we get so hung up on wanting our own way and wanting everything for ourselves and wanting to appear important and all of those things. It's all about me, me, me. And there is no way we can accomplish all that God has for us to accomplish on this earth with the time, short time that we have left, if that is our mindset. Betty, let's go back to this, because we have got to have a mindset change. We have got to have a priority change. We have got to have a time in our lives, which I like to call a come to Jesus meeting. And I'm not talking about just your salvation when you got saved. This is an ongoing come to Jesus meeting. Talk to me.
I love come to Jesus meetings.
I do too.
One of the things that listening to that song, Pastor, is that things of the world, once we do get our eyes focused on God, do quickly fade away.
They do.
And one of the things that is hard to do is to total surrender.
Right.
We get in a comfort zone. We've talked about comfort zones before.
Right.
That we get in this comfort zone and we feel like that we're, you know, we have protection, that we have the serenity that comes being in this comfort zone. And the first thing that I think of is when someone thinks of change is fear.
Oh, yes.
And I don't want to change. I like things the way they are.
Right.
But if you fully understood the situation, that you're still in that bog or
right,
the bog, and if you would surrender, give it to God, and let Him handle it, and you lose some of that control that you're trying to hold on to,
right,
your situation would become better. Now, it may not happen in an instant. It may
right,
not happen in a twinkling of an eye. But in the long range, God has something better for you.
I totally agree, and it all comes down to allowing His presence in our lives, which as you go down into this chapter, it's talking about the anointing, and it's talking about the very presence of God that changes us. And it also says here that there's a lot of antichrist spirits running around in this world. And antichrist means against the anointing, because Christ means Jesus Christ. Christ means the anointed one, Christos, in the original Greek. So an antichrist spirit is things that try to keep you from that anointing or the true presence of God in your life, changing you. And there are all those things that we've all been talking about here, that the goal is to keep you from that anointed place in God where God is working on you. You're listening and you're saying, yes, Lord, and you're surrendering. Talk to me, Megan, and we'll get back to Betty. Whoa, good place to be.
Yes. You know, there's a lot of that because there's temptations everywhere.
Amen.
No matter where you walk.
Right.
And this is going to probably sound really crazy to people, but I have a goal to become healthy, because you've heard, as my mom says, she's had four scares of heart attacks in her life, and I'm trying to prevent myself from doing that and trying to prevent my son from having to go through that with me at a young age.
Right.
Satan knows that a temptation to me is to cheat with food that I should know that I know that I shouldn't eat. And I know that sounds absolutely crazy.
No, but I understand.
To me every day. So you've got to figure out what your temptation is. What's your
antichrist
temptation? And you got to shut it down.
Right.
I mean, you get a saw out and cut the legs off of it. I mean, you know, if it, like it's a tree. Just cut,
right.
Cut the root.
There you go.
And quit
chop
feeding,
that up.
Quit feeding the temptation.
Right.
And pray about it. Give it to the Lord. And it will relinquish from you. It will leave you just like a cleansing of fresh rain on your body.
Right.
You have to make a decisive choice to finally let go of it and let God take it and have a come-to-Jesus meeting with yourself.
Because
you
girl.
Can't do that.
Yes.
Woo,
that's exactly. Don't apologize, because you're right on and you're preaching, girl. Mama Betty, do you agree with your daughter here on this?
Oh, amen, Pastor. Amen.
I like that Mississippi.
This is just too awesome.
We're uh-huh.
just, some people are just in a lot of hot messes down there, and we just, you know, they get Christ in their life, and all those hot messes will just go away.
Right, absolutely. And but it's the anointing. It's not just salvation, isn't it, Betty? It is moving beyond that initial salvation experience in order for those messes to start clearing up.
Oh yes, and I think it's just like a growing process. And when you mentioned the Antichrist, everywhere you look that's a warning.
Absolutely.
To me, that as Megan is trying to eat healthy, I am being healed. I am going to start eating healthy, and it's a temptation to me to want to go back to those old ways of eating, because I knew when I ate certain things, my tummy didn't hurt. But when I gave it to God and told Him, I can't handle this anymore.
Right.
This thing of, you know, being, you know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Sure.
Well, you know what? I came to the conclusion that I am sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Amen, girl.
You have to get to that point in your life where you are sick and tired of being tempted.
Exactly.
You're sick and tired of staying in the same place where you've been. If you're stuck in a church, get out. If they don't preach the word, get out.
Right.
Get into a church that preaches the word. Get out of that box. Get out of that comfort zone. Step out and watch what a change will do to you.
Wait a minute. I agree.
Ding.
You know what? Because change is good. God never told us that we were going to be in the same situation all our lives and never. I mean, I look back on my life and I'm so glad I've had all these different things happen to me. My dad and mom felt called to the mission field when I was 9 years old, and he picked us up and they picked us up, my younger sisters and I. And I was 10 when we left. My sisters were younger. And we moved to Central America because of the call of God on our lives. And I probably would not be preaching on this airwave today had not my father been obedient. And as a result of his obedience, what a change took place in my life from those years. And I think that as we step out into the new place in God, the new anointing, the new responsibility, or the new location to live, or the new place out of fear into faith, God always honors those steps of obedience, and we look back later and we go, wow, that was the right place to be, and that was the right decision. Whoa, talk to me, Megan. Woo, yes.
Well, you know, just as we were talking about temptations is, and if you're in a church where they're not preaching the word and you're not getting fed, or if you have a temptation of a friend that leads you to sit like alcohol or drugs, you can get out of that situation and you don't owe that person any explanation.
Right.
Because you're a child of God and you're turning your
Amen.
Life around
Amen.
By
Amen.
Your choice.
Right.
You've made a choice in your life that you're going to turn around and you're going to come out of it, because you are a child of God, and you were created in His image, so there is always, always room for forgiveness in your life, no matter what you have done.
Amen. And the anointing of God will take you out of that place where it's defeating and hurting you and whatever. God's anointing, which is His presence within us, will be so strong that He will lead you into the new green pastures, you know, in those, beside those still waters. I was quoting from Psalm 23 this morning. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. David's words. And he said God always led him beside still waters and into green pastures. Talk to me, Betty. That's where God's leading His people. That anointing is taking us into green pastures and still waters.
Most definitely. He is, he's a shepherd.
Amen.
He will lead His sheep into greener pastures.
Yes.
Because if you leave sheep, which would be us, the children of God, if He would leave you in a pasture of dryness, of there's no substance in a pasture that has died, there's no substance in a pasture that is dried up, He's going to lead you into greener pastures, because
right.
that's where the anointing is.
Yes.
That's where His word is. That's
Woo!
Where you can
yes.
be fed. That's where you can get your sustenance that will sustain you into the next days and nights, that if you fear, your shepherd is with you. A shepherd never leaves his flock.
Amen.
And it's just so refreshing that the 23rd Psalm is, that if you get into that place in your life where you think that God has left you or He has abandoned you, read the 23rd Psalm, because
right.
it can relate to you in so many areas of your life. And a lot of even in my spirit, I feel that there are people out there that are fearful.
Yes.
They're fearful of what lies ahead.
Yes.
They're fearful of a job relocation, which we're going through, you know, here in the next months or so, is relocation. And when He does that relocation, or He does make a change in your life, He has something much better for you.
He does. Yes.
I mean, it's just, it's almost like going from dry bones, like that song, into new life.
Oh, it is.
That,
it is.
Know, the water, you're so much more refreshed. You've got out of that bog and fog that you've been in. We were flying back this last week from down south, and as I was looking out the window, we were flying in white clouds, and all of a sudden, you know, there were storms ahead that were over the great state of Kentucky, and they became ominous and black. Well, when that change like that comes and you see that darkness coming in, fear does have a tendency to set in.
Right.
And but that's where if you are so filled with the Lord, so filled with His Word, you sing praises to God, that fear can overcome you. But if you have it deep down in you, that fear goes away immediately.
Woo. That's right. And He changes those circumstances. And we've got to do this song. And then, Megan, I want your comments on the other side of it. The group is entitled Building 429. The song is We Won't Be Shaken.
This world has nothing for me. This life is not my own. I know you go before me, and I am not alone. This mountain rises higher, the way seems so unclear. But I know that you go with me, so I will never fear. I will trust in you.
May come our way, we won't be shaken. We are going to trust in you. Megan, talk to us. Great song.
Well, you know what? That song is awesome.
It is.
And, you know, when you think about trust and you think about the Lord, I'm sure it's probably hard for new Christians or people that haven't got in with the Lord yet to have trust in something that they cannot see.
Right.
And I can relate to that. That is difficult. But when you fully trust in Him and you give Him and let Him carry the burden, not us, and you'll be amazed at what will transpire in your life. Because I have this analogy in my mind thinking of there are people that are in a pasture that's dry, there's nothing to eat, and they're just moping around and just not even living their lives the way that they should. But when they step into the pasture with the shepherd, and I'm talking about the Lord our Savior,
right,
he always walks in front of us.
Amen.
And
we know that a good shepherd, and this is in the Bible, leads their sheep to safe pastures where they're always going to be fed, and they're always going to have water, and they're always going to feel safe because that's what their shepherd does. And Mom mentioned, you know, people fearing job relocation or people even fearing getting up and having to go to work tomorrow.
Right.
You know what? Just lay back, let your shepherd walk in front of you, and be, this is the craziest thing, be like Rocky Balboa, ready to fight for your life.
Amen.
For anything that is thrown at you, because
right.
your shepherd is in front of you, and I'm going to tell you what, he carries a big staff.
Whew.
He is not going to let anything bring you down if you let him lead you.
He's the presence of Almighty God. We so agree with you, Megan. Excellent. Betty, talk to us about this. He is the one who leads and guides us. Whoa.
Well, and it's the strength that we draw from him is key to survival.
Right.
The world out there is very cruel. It's very harsh. And, you know, you can, as you know, in real estate, you know, things don't always go as planned.
Oh, yeah.
But that's in the world. In God's plan,
right.
He has things down to the minutest, minutest.
There you go. Minutest.
Minutest detail in our life. Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
It's already done. It's
right.
already said and done. It's written in the Word that, you know, He will never leave us nor forsake us. That's His promise. That's what we can. That's what we can build on. In fact, that's the best hope to start with, is that He will never leave us nor forsake.
Oh, amen.
Us.
When you were talking earlier, I just felt led to go to Psalm 121, and there's only 8 verses here. 8 is the number for resurrection and new life. I'm going to read them out of the NIV, but this just really blesses me. And then I'll go to you, Megan, for a comment, and then your mama. I lift up my eyes to the hills, the psalmist says. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Talk to me.
Oh, praise God. That is the coolest scripture because... That just points right back around to the shepherd and being in the greenest pasture you've ever seen in your life.
That's right.
So, you know, read that, declare it, and declare that you're in the green pasture and that your shepherd's going to lead your life.
Oh, yes.
And just be of the flock, be a supportive member of your church, be supportive of your friends and your family, and treat others as you want to be treated. Because our shepherd would never treat us some of the way that, you know, we treat people in our lives these days. That's just
right.
Something that's just absolutely horrible. We need to remember to treat each other as Jesus respects and treats us.
Oh, amen. And I love what the psalmist says here in verse 4 of Psalm 121. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor slip. It's the verse right above it, verse 3. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber.
Amen.
And the Lord watches over you. He watches over us. Betty, talk to us about that. Isn't that just a huge, tremendous weight off of our shoulders, that we have to be the one taking care of ourselves? We have to be the one that is working all this stuff out, you know, and planning and thinking and whatever, because He's the one who's not going to let our foot slip. He's the one who doesn't take a nap ever. Talk to me.
Well, He never sleeps.
Right.
He's never going to take you on a dangerous journey that He will not be with you throughout that journey.
Amen.
He's our trail guide.
Right.
He's the master.
He does. You can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
And one of the things that that psalm is a song that you can sing by yourself in your car, is memorized. This is how the word can get down into you.
Amen.
And that the devil can't take it away from you. And
yes.
One of them is this scripture right here. One of the other ones is that, you know, the song of Jesus Loves Me, This I Know.
Oh, amen.
Because the Bible tells me so.
Right.
I mean, even that's a little child.
Oh, I love that song.
A little child song. That song can wipe away all types of anxiousness, fear, just from the depths of hell. That little song can wipe all of those away. And that's where the Antichrist comes in to try to take your joy. Sing that little song, and I know a lot of people don't. Oh, I'm not going to sing that song. I sing it every day. We sing it with Andrew. Sing it no matter where we're at. You know, Jesus loves me, this I know. And it's because, and the next verse is because the Bible,
yes,
the Word of God tells me so. That I am a child of God and that I am to walk in victory.
You know, Betty and Megan, you guys have never been here on the first Sunday of the month. And the first Sunday of the month at Beacon of Hope, we go to the nursing home at Palm Garden in Clearwater. We've been doing it for 3 years. We started years ago when Jeannie, one of our members, was living there, and my mother. And so we go there the first Sunday of each month, and it'll be next Sunday. And it is such a joy. We go in and we sing these old Sunday school songs. That's what we sing with these people, because they know these songs, you know. And this one is one that is our theme song, Jesus Loves Me, for our nursing home ministry. And we get them going every time we sing, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. They throw, those who can, throw their right arm up in the air. And when we say yes, they just go, Yes, Jesus loves me. And because you're right, the Bible says that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever you are out there, no matter what color you are, no matter what sexual orientation, no matter what your issues are in life, no matter what is going on in you, no matter who you are, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Betty, I'm glad you brought that around, because it's God loving us so much that causes us to be able to walk and talk and live in his presence, in his anointing. And it's his anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage that we have in our lives, whether it be anxiety, fear, addictions, all kinds of things. It's his anointing, his presence. Talk to me, Megan, because it's his presence that changes us, that anointing within us. Woo!
Amen. And I'll tell you what, when the presence and the anointing comes upon you,
yes,
I'm going to tell you what, the attacks start coming left and right.
Oh, yeah, the devil
really
hates that.
No, they intensify.
Right,
and
sure.
It's, you know, and that, I kind of look at that as a test, and it's kind of like, you know what, Satan, back off.
Right.
I'm a child of God.
Amen.
And I don't care what you try to do to me, I'm going to fight you tooth and nail.
Yes.
Because that's my God-given right.
Right.
I am a child of God. You're not going to steal my joy. This is my route that I'm taking, and you're not going to knock me off of my path. You're not going to knock me out of this pasture.
Amen. And when we begin to realize that God's presence can and does live with us, in us, go before us, go behind us, go around us, in us, all moments of the day, whether we're sleeping or awake, hits his presence, his anointing. It's so amazing. Talk to me.
Well, his anointing follows him.
Yeah, it's him. Yeah.
And it's him. So you've got him there. All you have to do is reach out.
Right.
And the cool thing about the anointing is that it never leaves you.
No.
It's always there. And it's just like before the radio broadcast, you know, we had many things come against us. And it's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do the radio show. And it's like, yeah, go ahead and tell us that. And then watch the anointing come against the anti that you were trying to prove to get us to not come on the radio, and we're gonna knock you down.
Woo!
And that's where the anointing breaks the yoke, and it breaks that bondage. It breaks the attacks that come against you, and you have the power. Now that's power. You have the power in you with the anointing that God gives you.
Woo!
Is to come against those, walk in victory, and walk by faith because He is with you.
Amen. Do you guys remember at Cornerstone in Indiana we used to sing, "We got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord, though Satan rages. We will not be defeated." Do you remember this? We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Listen to these words. Jesus' first sermon that he preached is found in Luke 4, starting with verse 18. And he quotes Isaiah 61, 1-5, which is the theme, the vision of this ministry, Beacon of Hope. And Jesus stands up and quotes that passage in his first sermon. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That is what he preached. And then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. Whoa! Doesn't that just say it all? And that was his sermon. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That is what Jesus came to do. Megan, talk to me before we get into this song.
Well, you know what? People that struggling, when you get enough and you're ready to change your life,
right?
Seem that this is going to be your year for the Lord.
Amen.
That you're going to turn your life around.
Yes.
You're going to let your shepherd lead you instead of you leading your life.
Woo!
And I just pray that whoever listens to this show, that they are able to relinquish control and able to just dive in head first without any inhibitions. And they are ready to live their life for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. There's nothing more fun, right, than diving into a fresh, cool pool of water when it's 110, or like some of the desert Southwest is experiencing right now, 125 or 130 degrees. Diving in, just absolutely jumping in, not just barely getting your toes wet, but you're talking, Megan, about diving into the presence of Almighty God, right, Betty?
Amen.
Is that what we're talking
Amen.
About?
And he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
Wait.
Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
Oh, I
Amen.
Love that. Amen. Let's go to this song. And I tell you, you two up there in Indiana, this is going to bless your socks off. Somebody that I love, his name is Terry McCallum. "Oh, the Glory," a song he wrote.
And you're here, Lord Jesus. You're here.
Oh, the glory of your presence. We your temple.
Presence to so fill the lives of our listeners today. And Betty and Megan and I, Lord, that we will just totally and completely surrender anew to the work that you are doing in our lives. Lord, if there is anyone out there today that does not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, let this be the moment in time where they reach out and they say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come and live in me. Be my master. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on a cross for my sins and sicknesses, and that God the Father raised him from the dead, and I accept him now as my Lord and Savior. Lord, if there is anyone out there that does not know for sure that they are your child, that you live on the inside of them, let them pray that prayer right now. Prompt them to reach out to you and accept you as their Lord and Savior. And Lord, for those that are saved and know you, let this show today, this moment in time today, be a reminder that we need to walk anew every moment, every day, with a knowledge of how much you love us and that you have a plan for our lives, that we need to walk in that plan, that we need to walk in your presence and in your anointing, and that we need to let go of those things that would drag us down, that would defeat us and beat us up, and we need to resist the devil and watch him flee from us, and we must learn to get in the Word of God and study and learn what God has for each of us for this life on this earth while we are still here. Lord, that is our prayer today. And we thank you and praise you for that wonderful song that just draws us back into the glory of your presence. Oh, how we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Talk to me, my dear friends up there.
So we're basking in the presence of the Lord.
Woo, isn't that a mighty song?
Oh, it was just awesome. And one of the things that the Lord was saying to me during that song is to not let anyone divert you from the truth.
Amen.
Because what it does is it, in the Word, it squeezes out the love of the Father.
Yes, it does. It says that right there in the Message
exactly.
Bible, doesn't it?
And wanting yes. your own way sometimes isn't the best way.
Right.
The best way is the Father's way, and it's so important to not let the things of this world get you down, whether it be fear, sickness, financial difficulties.
Right.
And there are other things too numerous to mention at this point in time, but let God be your the hand that leads you out of the trouble that you're in.
Amen.
And don't be afraid of what other people think, because we are different. We are spread apart. We are so. You want people to see the Lord in you.
Yes.
Let your light shine.
Woo.
Let that, you know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Amen.
Let it shine to the world.
Yes.
And let them see Christ in you.
That's what it's all about. You know, his presence, his anointing, and the anointing is defined as God's presence working in us. That's the anointing. And that is what God wants to do in us. He wants us to let go of those things that are dragging us down. And he wants us to concentrate on getting to know God. That's the theme of this show today. Talk to me, Megan.
Well, I just have to say this. I hope that this broadcast or any other broadcast will knock your socks off and help you realize the indescribable fortune that you hold as a child of God.
Right.
And that I pray that someone or something opens your eyes and pulls the blinders off so that you can be in the light of
right.
the Lord, and
yes.
that other people can see that through you.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what, where we are right now, we're in the fight of our life. And
right,
what
are.
I mean by that is that we're constantly thrown, things are thrown at us from all directions.
Right.
But if you would let Jesus be your ambassador, your shepherd, whatever you want to call him,
right.
that the fight of your life will be easy and tranquil and peaceful, because Mom said he doesn't want you to be in turmoil. He doesn't want you to be sad or crying or upset. He wants you to be a joyful Christian.
Amen. Amen.
Even if you're going through what I think is the most horrible thing you could possibly go through, then just take just a few minutes to just say, Lord, I know that this is going to make me stronger.
Right.
I am going to fight, and I'm going to fight for you, because that's
Amen.
What you want me to do. And
yes.
I praise you in this storm. And that's another good song, is I'll
it
praise
is.
You in this storm.
Right. Great song. And that, you're right, Megan, that is what God wants us to do, to learn to just rest in his arms. And that song we just did, The Glory of His Presence, where we just learn to rest. You know, we arise to that rest, it says. Arise to that rest. And it's not a matter of giving up and laying down in a fetal position and, oh, woe is me, and I feel terrible about everything that's going on in my life, full of self-pity and all that. It's not that. It's arising to a place in God where we just rest in his presence, knowing that no matter what comes our way, God is greater than any circumstance. 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And we trust, we learn to so trust his presence on the inside of us. Talk to me, Betty.
Mm. Well, I believe Pastor Marcia McAllister.
Yes, Betty Thomas.
That there are no divisions in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That he loves us all the same.
Right.
Whether you're a Presbyterian, a Methodist, a Catholic, Assembly of God, Pentecostal, whatever, you are a child of God.
Black, purple, green, striped, polka dot, whatever,
right?
Right,
polka dots and everything.
Right.
It becomes that God is who he says he is, and he is our Heavenly Father.
Right.
When you, I remember so many months back that we were praying in your den.
Right.
And when you approach the throne of glory, that everyone has that opportunity.
Right.
And should take that opportunity to just trust heart and soul in the Lord and let him do a mighty work in them.
Right.
That your neighbor, if you see someone who is hurting, reach out to them. Because that's what the Lord would want you to do. And we become, there's that spirit of timidity that comes upon us when we want to be, you know, fully involved in the Lord's work.
that a spirit of timidity and a spirit of fear comes upon us because we just, I just don't want to do that. Step out.
Right.
Step outside of that comfort zone. Step outside of the box.
Right.
Do a change of, well, there's that word change. Have a change. Have a heart change.
Absolutely.
Have a mind change.
Yes.
Have a mindset change and watch what the Lord will do.
Amen.
Amazing.
That's
pastor.
What he's called.
Absolutely amazing.
Amen. Megan, what do you think on that?
Well, I agree with her totally. And, you know, I'm just having this vision of, you know, take a moment out of your day when you're ready to decide to change your life. And just like a child curls up on their mom or dad's lap for peace or for to be comforted, lay upon your Creator's lap.
Right.
And let Him heal you.
Yes.
And let Him comfort you in your time of need.
Yes.
And relinquish your pride and your need for a, what's the word I want to use? The need you have to make a point in this world that you matter. You know,
right, right.
You matter to the most important person in the world, and that's God and Jesus. And,
amen.
You know, that's all that matters. So just let go and let God. It's that simple.
And it is that simple. And the struggle needs to stop. You know, we need to surrender. You know, we need that. I love Isaiah 1:19. It says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. That's a rhema word for someone today. Isaiah 1:19. If you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. So it's that heart change that has to happen where we become willing to fall in love with Jesus, let His presence fill us on a daily basis, run to Him with our concerns, our worries, our problems, our fears, our anxieties, our doubts, all of it, run to Him and say, here it is, Lord, I can't fix it, but You can, here it is, I just give it to You, and walk away with a heart that's lighter, that's more assured that it's going to work out okay, no matter how it works out, it's going to work out okay. And just give those situations to God, and no matter how amazingly difficult they may appear to be. And I got to go back one more time to my dad and my mom, guys, because when they left and took us to Central America, my sisters and I, they did it in faith, knowing that God had called them, even though their family was so upset. My grandparents had a very hard time, wanted to keep my sisters and I, and all of that. Yet, my dad said, this is what God has said. I'm going to step out in faith. I'm going to do it. And it totally, that experience has totally and completely changed my life. And sometimes, when we step out and make those decisions of obedience, it changes the lives of other people around us. They're affected by us. Talk to me about that real quick, Megan. We got about one more minute for each of you. We're just about out of time here. Wow. Did these 2 hours go fast, girls, or what?
It flew.
Amazing. Megan, talk to me. Give me some final thoughts, and then Betty.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you let the light shine through you, you'll see the true nature of people.
Amen.
And
amen.
What I mean by that is who you thought might have been carrying a pot of gold might be one of those antichrists
that's true.
Totally just appears different to you when
right.
when you change your circumstances.
That's right.
And I'll tell you another thing. Instead of calling a girlfriend or your, you know, a neighbor or whoever you rely on to vent to,
right.
First make your attempt to vent with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Get down on your hands and knees and pray and think about your situation, and I guarantee you your thoughts and your patterns of making decisions will drastically change.
Amen.
And I just pray for anybody that listens to this broadcast that your life is totally changed and that you are ready to give your full life, mind, and body to your Savior.
Amen. Thank you, Megan. You're wonderful. God bless you, Ben, and baby Andrew, who's not a baby. He's 3. So, Grandma Betty, let's hear your final words. Thank you, Megan, for taking the time to be with us today. Betty?
Thank you, Pastor. It was wonderful.
Good. Good, good.
Well, as the Lord says, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will tell the honest truth.
Right.
That I, and only I, am God.
Amen.
Get that down into your heart. Contemplate on it. Research it if you want to, but just remember that Jesus loves you for who you are, not what you have.
Wow. Praise God. Amen. What a joy you two are. My wonderful friends who were a part of my church in Indiana many, many years ago. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Megan. And Cedric, in just a second, I want you to get that last song we just did. We'll cue it up again in a minute. Maybe you already did, but... dear friends, we encourage you to get in the Word of God. If we can be a part of your training, that's what we want to do. And listen to our broadcasts. Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. Listen to some of them. We've got so many broadcasts on there. It's a huge website. And you can listen to these shows and learn the Word of God. If you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to a service Sunday mornings at 10:30, Wednesday night at 7 for Bible study. And, of course, this show live every Sunday at 3 o'clock. Oh, the glory of His presence. That's what it's all about. So, Lord, we thank You for this time today on these airwaves, and we thank You that it's Your presence in our lives that changes us. It is Your anointing that breaks the yoke in our lives. It is Your absolute interest and love in us, all because of You and what You did on Calvary, the risen Lord Jesus, that causes us to be able to bask in Your presence. Lord, we thank You as we go off the air today. Oh, the glory of Your presence. God bless you. We will see you next week.
Tampa Bay, WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay, WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.